All right, joining us on KNBR 680, always a favorite guy. You're growing up right in front of me. I can't believe it. That is Brandon Crawford. Nice season for you. Ups and downs, but again, you start off a year with certain goals, and I think you're getting close to it.
I'm working towards those for sure. It's been up and down. But they've definitely been some good highlights this year, and I think I'm progressing well.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've established yourself as we've gotten to know each other. I mean, were you the shortstop? Maybe you weren't, backup and all this. There's no question now when the number six goes up there, and I don't mean that's your number, but at shortstop they call it number six. When that's on the board, you're it.
That's always been the dream and the goal. So it's like that a little bit for the most part, I think, last year, and now it's nice to see I've kind of solidified my spot there.
Yeah. All right. So the good things about this year. Tell me what's been good about this year for you. And again, there's a little more power for you against lefties, but what's been the good part?
Just staying healthy, I think, for the most part, and being able to be in there pretty much every day. And I had the sprained fingers for a couple of weeks that affected me. I was only out for a few games, but just being able to stay healthy, because not a whole lot of guys can say that. And just to be in the lineup pretty much every day has been the biggest thing for me this year.
Yeah, I think also the fact that you can get out of the way of people coming down that line. I mean, it's an incredible thing. And who knows now with replay coming up whether you're going to have to stay there that extra half a second. But to me, the shortstop who can jump, and I've always said to you, when you get rid of the ball, they better get out of the way, because otherwise it's coming between their eyes. And that's a good reputation.
I think I actually got Fowler last year on the helmet. He came in a little high, and we actually kind of joke about it now every once in a while, but when we play against them. But knock on wood, obviously, I've been able to get out of the way of pretty much everybody that's been bearing down on me. And I think it says a lot about our second baseman and first baseman feeds to me also. They've been pretty solid all year, so.
Yeah, he made a heck of a play on the belt throw the other day when he threw it from the hole. I don't know how, of course it looked like a basketball player jumping up.
I got lucky. He used a little athleticism, and fortunately it was close enough to the bag where I could still stay on.
But the hitting is better, and, again, I'll tell you, I do the shows, and we have a way the show goes through the year. And, of course, earlier in the year, number 8 hitter, 7 hitter, and then we said, well, gee, can he hit anywhere else? And all of a sudden, you maybe the 5 hitter. And then the 2 hitter, you sort of held your own, and you have told me that you could hit.
Two spots a great spot to hit. I mean, you usually got a pretty fast guy in front of you. I guess Marco wasn't your typical leadoff guy every once in a while, but then you have the 3, 4, 5 hitters coming up behind you. So they want to throw fastballs at you and trying to get ahead of you. And when I get fastballs around the plate, usually I can do a little damage at that.
Well, if you ask me, go ahead and ask me what's the biggest thing you've done this year.
What's the biggest thing you've done this year?
Well, watch you become mature into a potential number 2 hitter. I think that's the biggest thing I've seen in your game this year.
Like I said, it's a great spot to hit. And then, if you're getting on base, then you got guys driving you in behind you also. So, I like that spot. I think I've made that pretty well known, and I know Boach knows that. Wherever he puts me, as long as I'm in the lineup, I'm happy.
Yeah. Well, of course, Brandon Crawford is with us. At least they consider you for it, which I think that's a big improvement when you look at this year. So it's a long season. You've told me that many times. When I say spring training's over, you say, wait a minute, they got 162 games ahead. It is a long season. Isn't it a long season? I mean, just mentally and physically.
It is. I mean, especially I think playing that extra month last year into the playoffs, and I'm sure it's worn some of us down, and it feels like September right now, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, plus you had a baby, and that, as a young father, a baby stays up at night, that's, you got to get used to that, too.
My wife's been pretty good about letting me sleep, and she gets up and takes care of her, but she's a great, great baby. She's been a lot of fun so far, so it's worth it.
Yeah, of course your wife's been on the radio complaining about the fact that you don't get up.
Yeah, I hope not too much.
All right, we fool around with them, but it's Brandon Crawford who's with us. The power has been there. You hit crushed one in San Diego against Eric Stoltz, as you reminded me. The first pitcher that you've hit two off of. Pretty good. And I guess the power is coming a little more, maybe?
I definitely don't consider myself a power hitter, that's for sure. I think I told you I'd rather go 3-for-4, 3 singles, and score a couple of runs than go 1-for-4 or 1-for-5 with a home run. But, you know, it's there. I think it's always kind of been there. I'm just, I think my swing's improved a lot this year, and I think I'm able to use my power a little bit more.
Yeah, I guess, ask me one other thing. What's the next thing I saw about you this year?
What's another thing you saw about me this year?
Well, it's the routine play at the end of a game. The hands are there. I don't even think about it if a ball is hit to you on that routine play.
That's good. I mean, that's why they call it routine. So, I think I've just improved on both sides of the ball, and my confidence is there because I know I can make the play, or I know I can hit the pitcher who's throwing. So I think that's just the confidence is up, and I mean, that's going to help any part of your game.
Yeah, well, you have to do that as a shortstop. I mean, that's why the shortstop is a key guy. You have made some spectacular plays this year. If you think back, if you have any recollection of it, what's your most spectacular play you made this year? There have been a couple.
Trying to think. There's the bare hand play in Colorado that just kind of comes to the top of my head. Where it was kind of spinning funny is like a little flare to the edge of the infield grass, and it bounced back to my right side, and I barehanded it and threw the guy out. He's actually a good runner too, so just to be able to secure that ball and still be able to throw him out was I think what made that a good play. A couple pop-ups. I mean, there are no bad hops in the air, so that's what I've always said. So, I mean, if I can get to it, I feel like I can catch any pop-up. Another play that comes to mind is actually that long game against the Mets. It didn't end up so well for us or me personally, making an error later in that game. But runners on second and third, Marlon Byrd hit a ball to my right and dove, got up and threw him out by a step. And, it was a tie game at that point, so that was kind of a big play. I think those two kind of stand out in my mind.
Yeah, no, you've got a good recollection. I like that. For me, the play the other week about Aaron Hill going to the plate, I didn't think he had a chance in the world. I thought he stopped for a sandwich on the way, to tell you the truth, but that was a heck of a play in the hole, and you threw him out at the plate. Posey made a nice play, too.
Yeah, Buster definitely helped me out there. I think about halfway through my throw, I saw he was still standing behind the plate, and I was like, oh, no, he might not be expecting this right now. But yeah, I mean, I didn't think we could get a double play any other way, and I didn't want him to score a run, so I went that route, and fortunately, Buster picked me up.
Very nice. No, very nice. You had a good season. It's a pleasure to have you on. So how do you feel about your commercial career for next year? You ready to take another step up and do? The hair commercial's been pretty good.
People have told me that's the worst one they've seen.
Really?
But, you know, to each their own, right?
Yeah, no, I thought that was the best one. After, you know, the other one I hear constantly, you know, during my show, right, which I've got down quite easily now. But I thought the hair one was actually pretty good.
Well, I don't actually say anything in the hair one, so that may be why it's better. I don't know.
Well, that's why I like it. That's what I told you.
I'll try and step it up next year. We'll see.
I told you, do it with a smile.
I'm doing this interview with a smile all the time, so hopefully that sounds all right.
All right, a pleasure to be with you, as always. If I don't see you on the show again, have a good winter. Anything plans for the winter?
Probably just relax for the most part. Might have a few little vacation trips planned, but we'll see how it goes.
Good. All right, a pleasure to have you on. Good step up this year. And look, you can't win without a shortstop, I'll tell you that, so you're having a nice season. Thanks, Brandon.
All right, thanks, Marty.
All right. More coming up on KNBR 680, the Sports Leader.